show you this. Did I take some calls? This is so amazing. This is because of failing parents and evil at work. These people in a fallen state, folks. KLTA 5. A driver from a deadly North Hill hit and run remains at large. So what happened was, I happened to be watching the local news, and you see this car, a black car, just driving down the road, and all of a sudden a white car slams into the black car and killed the driver. And what happens after that, it was a lady driver, right? A woman. Looked like a Mexican. And I'm wondering if she's illegal. They didn't say that yet, but it looked like it. But so the driver gets out of the white car, and instead of going and looking out, checking out the person she hit, she put a purse on her shoulder and walked away. Walked away from the scene. And no one heard from her since. And now it's being reported that her sister was in the car with her, I think. And her sister said it was who it was, but they still can't find the woman. So I'm wondering, did she go back to Mexico, if it was an illegal alien or not? And there was a pregnant woman in the car with her, too. Ain't that amazing? She walked away like, oh, nothing. Just had an accident. I'm going to lunch. Here is KTLA report on a hit and run that left a 48-year-old man dead.
She's identified as 27-year-old Maritza Lara of Van Nuys. And according to police, she was identified by her sister, one of the passengers she left badly injured when she walked away from the deadly hit and run Sunday morning. LAPD released the disturbing video, the surveillance video, and we warn you, it is difficult to watch. Investigators say Lara was behind the wheel of this white Lexus sedan when she ran a red light, and you could see the sparks fly when she violently smashed into the dark-colored SUV, causing it to flip over at the intersection of Parthenia and Haskell. The driver of that SUV, 48-year-old Francisco Rivas, died at the scene. It was Father's Day morning.
Isn't that amazing, though?
That's crazy.
But what's even worse, if it can be any worse, or get any worse, first of all, look for this woman down at the border. Make sure she doesn't cross over. Doesn't she look like a Mexican?
She looks Mexican, yeah.
I wonder if she's illegal. But watch this, man. This suspect is seen walking away from the scene, leaving behind her passengers as well. Here's that.
Now, watch what happens next moments after the crash. Surveillance video shows that suspect get out and open a back door. Then she turns away and walks away from the accident, never rendering any help, leaving her passengers, including her sister, injured in that SUV. LAPD believes Lara may have been drinking and, according to police, has a prior DUI conviction when she slammed into her victim.
Oh, man.
Isn't that something? Yeah, I'm drunk. I'm going home.
If she is legal, they need to make her illegal and set her back. Make her illegal.
Can't you hear it now, child? I'm drunk. I'm going home and take a rest. Let me know how this goes.
That's crazy. It left her sister, too. Her family's in the car.
Yeah, my producer's telling me they found an empty can of beer on her car. And they said that she was drunk. Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy. That was no little hit, too. That was a full-on plunge. Into another car.
I know. It killed the driver of the other car. He dead. Yeah, he dead. Oh, child. I'm going home. I ain't going to let them put me back in jail.
I heard Nick is saying a sister and a pregnant lady in the car, and she just left him.
Just left
him. She didn't own up to anything.
Just left him.
Revoke her membership.
Yeah, so if she is legal, take it away from her, as you said. Isn't that amazing?
That's horrible.
That's evil. It's weird what happens when you're in a fallen state. Evil is just destroying the people in more ways than one. Destroying. I mean, just you are fortunate and blessed when God brings you out of that situation, that fallen state stuff. You avoid a lot of pain. You'll be in the world, but not of it. You're protected. Believe me. And I don't think they found her yet, right?
I don't know.
Amazing. No, they're not found on the continent. Let me go to Jesse, a first-time caller out of Hungary. Wow. Heard around the world. Oh, I forgot to mention. Thank you, Nick. Francisco Hernandez. Francisco Hernandez Reaver, the driver of the SUV, was pronounced dead at the scene. The critically wounded victims included four passengers inside the white Lexus Laura was driving. Isn't that a mess? And she just walks away. And So Mr. Joanna Laura is wanted for a fatal hit and run that killed an innocent man on Father's Day. This happened on Father's Day at the intersection of Parthena and Hassel. After the collision, she seen on video walking away. Yeah, she seen on video walking away. Another info contact. So if you see this woman, or if you know anybody that know this woman, contact Valley Traffic Detectives at 818-644-8035. That's 818-644-8035. And it's up to $50,000 reward for any information. And so I want to show that her walking away. So if you find this, if you see this woman, you live next door, you live right there in the valley, drive by that street. And if you see her, you can get $50,000. This is a dangerous woman. Look at her. How would you like to be married to that one? Amazing stuff.